A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 9th August 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we're talking about the increasing efforts by the government to court the diaspora to invest in infrastructure and strategic projects.
Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa last week revealed that a group of young people in the diaspora had approached the government to fund some of the projects, including recapitalization of the National Railways of Zimbabwe at the tune of $400 million.
This is despite a disgruntlement from some in the diaspora who feel that the government only wants money from the diaspora but is not keen to engage them or include them in crucial matters, including voting from the countries that they are now based.
The government has also set up a special economic zone chaired by former Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Governor Dr. Gideon Gono to further spur direct investment from the diaspora.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
A live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba mthwakazo muhle siyadibana njalo emsakazweni we Studio 7 Live Talk Diaspora Forum lapho sixoxa khona lezalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela imizamo kahulumende othi yena sebekhona abafuna ukuthi baphathise uhulumende abahlala phandle kwelizwe, ikakhulu esizwa kuthiwa bakhona eSouth Africa abathi bona bafuna ukufaka imali engange $400 million ku National Railways of Zimbabwe. Lezinye njalo inhlelo imali engafika yona ibillion elilodwa. Imali le izasetshenziswa ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Kodwa ke ngakwelinye icele siyakhangela ukubana uhulumende kungani yena kahambelani kahle lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Lokhu sikutsho ngoba siyabona ukubana izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe aziphiwanga ithuba lokuthi ngomnyaka ozayo lapha kuvotwa lazo zivote. Njalo siyasizwe abaningi bekhala ngokuthi nxa uvela emazweni usiya elizweni ungani hayi awuphathwa kahle. Yikho ke lamhlanje sifuna ukuthi sixoxisane ngakho, sikhangela ke ukuthuthukisa umnotho weZimbabwe ngabasemazweni aphetheya. Jonga
wongu vatereri nevatariri, nyaya iri mudariro nhasi inyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Zvinonzi nehurumende zvine urongwa hwekupinda mumabasa kana maprojects ekusimudzira nyaya dzeupfumi. Tinonzwa kuti kune chimwe chikwata chevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuzvipira kunge vachiisa mari inosvika $400 million mukumutsiridza kambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe. Takanzwa mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vane chishuwo nechidikwa-dikwa chekudira mari inodarika bhiriyoni imwe chete madhora munyaya dzekusimudzira upfumi hwenyika kuburikidza nezvivakwa nemamwe mabasa anomutsiridza maindastry adai kugwadama. Asi tinonzwawo mukati imomo muvamwe vana veZimbabwe vachichema kuti hurumende inonakidzwa nekutenderedza nguvani ichinge ichinonga-nonga mari dzatinenge tichitumira kumusha kana dzezvirongwa zvatinenge tiinazvo. Asi kana pasvika panyaya dzinokosha dzinofanana nenyaya dzekuvhota zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika madziri kunze kwenyika ikoko, hurumende inotarisa rutivi. Poitawo zvakare nyaya yedual citizenship yekuti vana veZimbabwe vange vaine mvumo yekunge vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe nechizvarwa chekune imwe nyika kwavagere, hurumende inotarisa rutivi. Ndo nyaya dzatiri tikurukure nhasi. Asi kana iri nyaya yekumutsiridza upfumi, aiwa inyaya yakanaka. Vana veZimbabwe vari kunze, pindai, chirongwa ndechenyu, tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu. Gandi.
Yebo ke Jonga, sinxuseke abanye abazasiphathisa lamhlanje ukuthi sixoxe ngodaba lolu ababalisa owake wabanga umphathintambo umnumzana Gordon Moyo sikhangelele njalo lokuba lo mnumzana Promise Sunday ingcwethi kwezomnotho kunye lo mnumzana Angliston Sibanda usomabhizimusi osebenzela eSouth Africa angenele eZimbabwe uyenza amabhizimusi achiyeneyo agoqela lokufuya inhlanzi jonga fishing you know these days there has been an exciting, you know, period where people are doing some things which we never thought possible, keeping fish and yes. selling them. You know, that's a business that Mr. Sibanda is doing very well, both mm-hmm. in Zimbabwe and South Africa. So hopefully when we get him, he's going to tell us more.
In Indino, chengeto wa shuu, utaku mshauku. So kati, ibizmisi randru kufambo wanaru shakari.
Ah, kuhle jonga kuhle yikho sikufuna ukuthi singachoni isikhala sithi ah kulamali kulamali
izozo asi mari ino dambudziko rinozo yapa kushaiva vanotenga Chris mari ndokusina takamirira vadare vedu timbonzwa zvataurwo nemumwe mutereri pa VOA Facebook Shona hanzi zvakanaka chose ndimukomari gaini tanga ndataura stara Bradley Solomon vanoti zvakanaka chose but we need assurance yekuti uori hwabviswa sokuti minister ari mutrade yakati yaonenge wada kufamba nayo anotodawo padiki kuti munhu awane business rekutanga basa mumwe muteereri uyo kuita mumwe anonzi mukoma Bigingoma vanotiwo zvakanaka asi huori wakanyanya mari inonyura ndovo vatiinawo pari zvino vaviri vava vanyora asi vangonyora pfungwa dzakada kufanana mukoma Bradley Solomon namukoma Bigingoma vari kutyira huori hanzi zvakanaka chose asi huori gandi
ya liqiniso lelo jonga ukanya ukungethembeki kuyabulala kakhulu ilizwe siyabona ubani abanye babefuna ukuthi bahambise kumbe ukuthumela khona imali nje uzathola sokuthiwa ah imali leyana kayisayenzanga umsebenzi kadumele iwenze
ndizozo tinonzwawo zvakare kuti mazuva pera tingati mumwedzi waApril pane rimwe sangano revana veZimbabwe riri kuUnited Kingdom isangano rinonzi Diaspora Investment Group kana kuti Zimbabwe Investment Zimbabwe Diaspora Investment Group vakaita musangano neinonzi Zimbabwe Investment Authority pamusoro penyaya dzekuti vatsvage kudyidzana munyaya dzemabhizimusi yatingati business partnership saka ndevamwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuita zvidikwa dikwa izvozvo tambonzwawo vamwe vachitaura kuti aiwa kunotove nevamwe vana veZimbabwe vatori muzvirongwa zvekurima vakawana minda yekurima ndonyaya dzebudiriro dziri kutaurwa idzodzo kuti dzine chisimudzira nyika.
Ya jonga singakhohlwa ke balalela ukubana lamhlanje ke ibandla le National People's Party belile convention lamhlanje umhlangano omkhulu ukuthi kukhangela ukubana inkokheli ezakhethwayo ziphiwe izikhundla yiko ke jonga siyazi ukuthi bakhona kade sisithi labo sizakhulumisana labo sazi ukuthi sizenelise ukuthi basitshele nje ngamafitshane kodwa ke ukathe sikasikhangeleni ukuthi kwini kade kusenzakala khona la
mu program ye government of Zimbabwe yezimase pane program yekuti investment inogona kuuya ne yavanoti triple p kana kuti public private partnership inovando projects dziri kuitwa dzachedzo dzidzi sokutaura kwakaita vamunangagwa kuti kune 1 billion iri kutopindamo tina mamwe maZimbabweans futi ari mu UK vakanopiwa land vari kuita ma programs ku Koromons area mashishi vari kurima ikoko vari kurima beans nezvimwe zvakadaro zvinhu zvatinokudza zvikuru nokuti mari inobva investment inoitwa namaZimbabwe in Zimbabwe investment inoenda isina maconditions unlike investment dzavamwe dzinobva kumwe maZimbabweans anonyatsoziva Zimbabwe vanoziva chokwadi namanyepo pamusoro penyika yavo vanoziva machallenges ari munyika mavo kana munachiinvesta so havanyanyoni nida maconsultants nechi kuti vainveste muZimbabwe nokuti vari kuziva chavari kutaurisana nacho.
Apo mashoko amanzwa abva kuna vaNick Mangwana vanove sachigaro webato rezanopf kuUnited Kingdom chitaura cheZimbabwe chiri kunze kwenyika vachitaura pamusoro pemabasa ari kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kuUK ikoko kurima hanzi vamwe vari kurima soya beans zvakanyanya munharaunda yeGoromonzi ndo mamwe ma investments kana budiriro dziri kuitwa. That's there is Mr. the voice of Mr. Nick Mangwana, Zimbabwean based in the United Kingdom, speaking about investments being carried out by Zimbabweans. And he was talking about Zimbabweans in the UK who are into farming in the Goromonzi area, where they are doing quite well in soybeans farming. So ndonya investment, Chris.
Yeah, Jonga. Zimbabwe, you know, we hope things will be fine.
And the pace per tirit neta man.
Sure. Yeah, that we made a slight mistake there because we had introduced a clip from the National People's Party. I hope this time we get it. Yes, that was a clip showing what happened today in Harare, where the National People's Party, one of the opposition political parties that will be contesting in next year's general elections. And the party, of course, is led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. And now back to our topic of the day, the investment topic. Remember, we are talking about diaspora investments. And joining us right now is Mr. Angliston Sibanda. He's a very well-known business person operating between Zimbabwe and South Africa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Sibanda.
Thank you so much, Chris. Good evening, listeners.
Yes, Mr. Spanda, we are talking business here, and we just want to have your take on the investment that is being proposed by a group of people. We understand they are based in South Africa, and they are saying that they will be investing close to $1 billion into infrastructure in Zimbabwe. What's your take on that?
I actually applaud that move because it is a step in the right direction, provided that those who are the power that be will create a conducive environment to allow us from the diaspora to invest back in our country. It is something that is prudent, something that is a welcome development, and we're hoping that the initiative is not going to be hijacked for political reasons, especially by those that have created the crisis that is in the country. So everybody wants to invest back home. I run businesses both in Zimbabwe and South Africa, and this week I'm in Zimbabwe, and we're basically trying to build the agricultural sector. So it is an investment, and today we had a workshop with gold farmers where we are intending to invest in the agricultural sector and in terms of building capacity of the farmers as well as infrastructure. So it is something that we are pushing as Zimbabweans, and we want our country to go back to normal. We are seeing a huge potential in Zimbabwe, where Zimbabwe is the potential of going back into being the breadbasket of Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Swanda, earlier on I was talking to my co-host, Jonga Kandemir, here about the fish farming, aquaculture. Can you tell us a bit about aquaculture, especially as an investment that is growing in Zimbabwe? We know in Eastern Africa it has been there for quite some time, but Zimbabweans are beginning to pick up this kind of business. Can you just give us an overview of the strength of this as an investment?
Aquaculture is actually one of the most lucrative businesses that worth investing in, because it is it gives does not only give you the fish as the output to sell and make money. It also gives you the other side to it, where you have to reclaim that water, reoxygenate that water using a system called aquaponics, where you use vegetables to refresh the water. So in other words, it gives you double income, where you get money from selling the fish, as well as you may also make income from selling the vegetables. So it is a lucrative business. It's cheap in terms of investment, but it also it gives you high returns on investment. So it is, I mean, apart from that, it can be managed using ICT, making it a very interesting business for young people and for women. We are in an era where technology plays a pivotal role in agriculture. So it's no longer the way we are no longer doing agriculture the way we used to do, where people go into the fields and get their hands dirty. So aquaculture is one of the viable projects that can be done. And we have seen quite a number of people that are taking up aquaculture in Bulawayo. As a consultant, I have helped quite several people try to set up their aquaculture systems and farms. So it is viable, and the market for fish is abundant, considering that there is actually the number of fish in the seas is actually dwindling. So aquaculture provides that opportunity for the growth of the agricultural sector.
Okay, thank you so much. You keep holding. We have Chonga.
Dr. Gordon Moyo, who is a former Minister of State Enterprises and Parastatals. Welcome to Live Talk, Diaspora Forum, Dr. Moyo.
Thank you.
Yes, Dr. Moyo, maybe you can help us here. You were a Minister of State Enterprises and Parastatals during the GNU. And there are Zimbabweans willing to invest over $400 million in the National Railways of Zimbabwe, which is a parastatal struggling. Do you think this is a viable project for Zimbabweans in the diaspora or even those at home to invest in the NRZ?
There is no doubt that we need the revitalization of the National Railways of Zimbabwe, because it is the epicenter for the industry in Zimbabwe. Any industrialization program in Zimbabwe will need NRZ to be firing from all the four cylinders. When NRZ is functional, your ZISCO spill will begin to work. When NRZ is functional, it means the Wange colliery mine will be useful. It means the SA will be useful. So it is so critical to have NRZ working. But your question is it a viable option now to have the diaspora's funding made through diaspora bonds NRZ? My answer is yes, but there are challenges. The challenges are that those that are running NRZ and all parastatals in Zimbabwe are very corrupt people. And they are people without a vision. They don't even know how they can resuscitate NRZ. So there is a need of a new vision. There is a need of innovation within NRZ management, NRZ board, and in government itself. In its current construction, in its current configuration, there is a big problem. It would be like money going through a wall. But the idea of Zimbabweans outside the country contributing to the revitalization of the economy and the industry through investment is so crucial and so important.
Thank you so much, Dr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line, Gandhi.
Yes, back to Mr. Sbanda. Mr. Sbanda, Oh, I understand we've dropped Mr. Spanda. Anyway, we go back to Mr. Moyo. Dr. Moyo, we understand while you were a minister that you drafted a blueprint that would resuscitate the national railways of Zimbabwe. Now, do you think that this $400 million investment into the national railways of Zimbabwe is enough to get it running again?
Anything will be welcome if the management and if the plan is clear and those implementing the plan are genuine. The National Railways of Zimbabwe will need almost $2 billion to get NRZ back onto the rails. So 400, 450 and whatever amount will contribute, will be the beginning. So I accept, we can't say no. It's important, let's have it. But there are structural issues that need attention before money. The problem is not just the money. The problem is the structure, the institution, the management, the board, and the policy in general that are supposed to be put in place in order for all parastatals, all state enterprises, all public enterprises in Zimbabwe. They are currently suffering structural problems, structural deficits. So there is a need for the implementation of the program that we started. Unfortunately, because of politics, those that inherited the ministry, those that inherited the state enterprises decided to put aside all the work we did in 5 years or 4.5 years. And one of the works that we did was to say, let's debangle NRZ. Let's separate the commercial from the social. Let's have the freight from the passengers. So we're looking at various ways of debangling NRZ to look at NRZ as a holistic company is so problematic. So there is a need for the infrastructure company to look at the railway, to look at the physical infrastructure, and also the other company or the other aspect to look at the services and administration. So the bungling of NRZ is important. So there is a structural problem. Yes, 400 will be important as a starting point, but we need almost $2 billion to get NRZ back.
That's a big deal, Chris.
That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But just a quick follow-up, Dr. Moyo. If then I am in the diaspora and I invest $400 million into a project that needs about $2 billion, does that make any economic sense? Because it won't yield any profit if I'm investing that little money. Does that make sense for the investors? I mean, as an investment?
NRZ, sure. NRZ is a big company. And when you participate or invest in NRZ, it's a long-term investment. It's an investment that is a lifetime. And it makes sense for diaspora people or diasporas to participate or to invest in NRZ. But we need proper management. We need proper policies. We need implementation of those policies. That's what is lacking. But otherwise, as a project, NRZ is a viable project. There is no country that can survive. There is no country that can revitalize its economy without a viable railway like Zimbabwe, because we are a mineral-based economy. There is a lot of minerals in our economy that need to be transported within and outside the country. So there is a need for resuscitation of railways, and there is a need for investors, our own domestic investors, international investors, and Zimbabweans living outside the country to invest. That's proper. But currently, there is a need to make sure that the dilapidated infrastructure is dealt with. There is a need for restocking most of the locomotives and other equipment in NRZ.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Moyo. Just keep holding.
Yes, Krista, vana va promise Sunday. Chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica vari kuFlorida. Mumwe vanhu vari kuitawo zvirongwa zvebudiriro kumusha. Tinogamuchirai pachirongwa vaSunday.
Tinotenda
nekuva nezvo. Aiwa, ndizvozvo. VaSunday, nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyoyo yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zviri kuita zvirongwa zvebudiriro kumusha. Takanzwa svondo rapera mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze zvine chidikwa-dikwa chekudira mari inopfuura $1 billion muzvirongwa zvebudiriro, kusanganisirawo kumutsiridzwa kwekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe inova tachikurukurawo naDr Gordon Moyo vatiinawo pachirongwa vaive gurukota State Enterprises and Parastatals. Imiwo sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe munotambirawo sei iwo urongwa ihwohwu hwekuti vanhu vange vachiinvesta kana kuita nyaya dzebudiriro kumusha?
Chekutanga ndechekuti vaMnangagwa havasvodi kuuya kuzopema kune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Ivo vaMnangagwa nehurumende yavo ndivo vanotanga kutukirira diaspora, uyezve vachitaura kuti diaspora haikwanisi kuvhota, diaspora haitenderwi, haina marights akafanana nemuzvarwa weZimbabwe anenge ari mukati menyika. Saka chekutanga ndechekuti hurumende yeZANUPF inofanira kunge iine nyadzi, vanofanira kunge vaine kusvoda kwavanoitawo, vanofanira kunge vaine ganda kumeso kuti vasvode kuuya kuzotaurira isu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakagara kuzve kuti uyai muite invest munyika menyu. That is number one, ndopoindi yangu yekutanga iyoyo. Hamungade zvizvarwa zvenyika yenyu chete kana yasvika nguva yekuti mutore mari, asi kana paine marights anofanira kunge kodzero dzinofanira kunge dzipirwa muzvarwa weZimbabwe muchivanyima uyezve muchivatukirira, you denigrate the diaspora. But kana masvika panguva yekuti mashayiwa investment, maakuuya neguchu rekupemha kwatiri. Saka papoindi iyoyo ndinotaura kuti it's a non-starter to begin with. Number two, maparastatals emunyika medu aparadzwa. Takaona maparastatals isu achilutwa, achibiwa mari, madirectors emaparastatals vachizvibhadharisa ivo $500,000 a month. Handiti, so we have seen the pismas being looted left, right and center. Ishibiwa mari that parastatal. Saka, what confidence do I have in ini semuzvarwa weZimbabwe kuti nditore my hard-earned cash and put it in the hands of a very, very corrupt and mismanaged government? Kana paine vanadzo mari dzakawandisa zvokuti vashayeko kudziendesa, hatinoudzwa kuti endai munopa vana Mnangagwa navana Chombo vabe vadye zvavaite madiri azvo jina. Asi ini semuzvarwa weZimbabwe aendesa mari munyika yeZimbabwe, ndaita mainvestments akawanda munyika yeZimbabwe, zvose zvichiparara nekuti mainfrastructure edu, maparastatals edu have been mismanaged. Hakuna management of any of those things. So I don't know. My foreigners have lost faith. There's no foreign direct investment coming from Zimbabwe other than my remittances e diaspora. Mari dzedu dzatiri kutumira neeco cash neWestern Union ndo yatova foreign direct investment iri kuuya muZimbabwe. Hapana any other outside investor ari kukwanisa kana kuti ane confidence dzekuenda kunopa mari yake muZimbabwe kuti aite investment. Saka isusu sevana muZimbabwe tinozowana kupi confidence dzacho dzekuti titore mari dzedu tipe vana Mnangagwa vabe mari idzodzo?
VaSunday, nekubatei muromo, rambai henyu muri pachirongwa. Pane mumwe muteereri nhare yake inenge iri kunetsa asati azodonha zvachose, todzoka kwamuri. Rambai henyu muri parunhare, tine urombo. Tina mukoma Andrew Moyo. Makadii mukoma Andrew?
Tipo makasimba here?
Aiwa, tiri wapenyu. Ngoti gaga tinzwewu. Muri muHarare? Titaurireiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Tineida muno muZimbabwe. Zvinotaurwa nezvazvo nawe against investment, but at the same time our government inenge ishiti let's move forward. But on the ground, what they'll be doing, they'll be driving backwards. Both when we achieve Mahari, but his own history, I can go to trigger Zuko. I can see a trigger, ya parara. And that is not going to sustain that as well. And you find Mafungiro, is a good 400 million in electric resuscitate the railway system. Mumon. Railway in a Kashtakura cheese is no industry in Ushanda right now. Zinka Shout is Lukan Soya, this is simultaneously at the same time. Industry is unsender, railway cheater. And a little money is required to resuscitate, you know, the railway system right now. And a lot of paratus turtles, even in agriculture, even the Hibatane railway, which I was listening to, but easy, it's nothing on the ground. You find Wakumana or Utah or outside the diaspora, one way, ZANU-PF, you know, you have Mangwana. What do I want to do? ZANU-PF, you know, one way, the diaspora, who Zimbabwe. That's not it. There is ZANU-PF. This is why we're not going to put a word for the middle. We're going to start the railway church where we're headed right now. That's the last chapter, you know. It's a problem, you know. The whole thing, the government, as it is, the funny side of PF, there's no development in this kind of fact. There's nothing at all. Look at the industry. My filter, I don't agree. I can't wait to meet you. But my industry, we're going to do this, we're going to have brothers, we're going to have filter, we're going to there's nothing, there's no confidence. The roads are very bad. And we think of what the right people to write this country. But Pastor Aparara, Motara, Munachin, you find a Motar, you know, lead when a minister, Akaita, Saparenia, minister, I got $100,000. Most of the money has not come to us there, and for any Christmas, Christmas in Pachayo, it will come out of Badara. And it justifies that with a queen, not knowing the situation I can be in the country right now. And they will go on to be supported by Priscilla, who will go to shower fair. And then she mentioned a couple of Maria Chain and they supported him as a Panama Square community for Christmas. You know, the country's upside down. How much you will as long as one appears here, there's nothing ever going to happen in this country. Thank you.
Aiwa, maita basa zvikuru mukoma Andrew. Regai tinzwe kune mumwe muteereri. Tina vamakura. Makadi?
Ndipo makadi vakuru.
Ndagona here kudaidza zita iri?
Ndizvo zvachaizvo. Ndiro zita racho chairo iroro.
Ah, pakanaka. Muri kupi kuSouth Africa?
Oh, ndiri kumpumalanga.
Kunobuda nezuva uko?
Chaiko, kubhodha rekuMozambique.
Aiwa, pakanaka. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu munyaya yatiri kukurukura.
Aiwa, nyaya mutoro yakanaka zvikurusa. Ende tinotsigira nemataure vaviri vavati vatei vakatevedza nawo. Zvechokwadi, nyaya yekumusha ukoko inotyisa kuti investe. Zvichiri kuremember, imi panhau dzero kana katerera tirika nditika. Muchitaura nyaya yekurailways kuti pane mari, painzi parikuhoru, patorwa mari yekutenga mapata akadai akadai, mapata acho asina ngazowanika. Dzamara irewe sina mari pane uoro wanga uriko ikoko. Saka zvii zvinototyisa kuti kumusha kuite mainvestments maona. Zvekuti vamwe isusuka ndine shambari dzangu vakatonovhura mabhizinesi kuMozambique. Inini ndivane mudi takatomira kuti mapepa angu akaapuruvwa. Tonovhura mabhizinesi kuMozambique. Bhikozi kuMozambique zvechokwadi muno muSouth Africa nemamwe vati vane mabhizinesi ari kutobhusta kuMozambique. Kumusha kwedu kunotyisa. Iyo railway yacho inenge ichitakura asitinja yemapassenger ndidzi azvokutakura mapassenger ndidzi nevamwanenge vachindoo kumisangano chinoti kumindasi chatakura mara chamaisa kuindasi iri kusenda. Saka kumusha kunotyisa investor ikoko.
Asika mukoma makura tikada kuti tese tingopinda pamunda wakarimwa kare munofunga here kuti panookoiwa. Handiti vanhu munotombogoborawo minda yenyu muitawo muchipisa mavivi motangawo kurima ndozvine zvaakutarisirwa kumutsiridza maindastry.
Amen. Pazvamuda izvozvo ugobora nokutanga kuita mavisi makwanzo kupisa vanhu vanyika tiri kuzviita kuMozambique. Ndine 3 guys vakaenda kuMozambique kanovhura mabhizinesi avo vatosvika mapepa apuruva hurumende yacho akati no pamari yamunayo zvitogona kufanira kukupai loan yekuma 6 million metcash. Tukufarira chibhizinesi yamuda plus makwanisa kuemploya nomunyika medu maona those guys vakati mabhizinesi vakatoemploya almost 60 vanhu
mwakaya plan wakati usati hurumende zvoka iri kutofara kuti kwari muZimbabwe ndavhura business unoka hazvitombotori nguva zvotini kutini vamweni pa within 3 weeks mapepa anogona kuapprove wandotoponjwa kutanga kudara no mabusiness angu ko zvokuda kuinvesta muchatiri kuda baba but mapolicies ekumusha pakachinjwa vakachinjwa vakatose maminista nokudini nodi bose zvati hori ndakawanda hapana chikonzi mbudzi ndosvika payakasungirirwa ka uchida mapepa chavandidzi unotanga uya kwakadai so uya wahanga unotopoka mudharambo madrinki ndokugadzira indamo ndakamboenda ndotsvaka nzvimbo inini kuti ndiite keto famu yavandidzi ka pazvakatanga zvataura ipapo ndakabva ndangosviba moyo nazvimaona saka ndatopfuwa that business I better go and open kumozambiki bose kumusha uwo hapana chavanoita usina kubvisa mari muhomwe wabvisa mari yacho vanouya voita kutenga mashedzi mumubuto vanhu vachoka hauna mari yacho yachawaniki tiri kuda nechido chode musha yedu munyika yeti timutsidzira handitika pane mamiriro akaenda makondishini emunyika medu mukomaunga anotyisa kamari kanonga waunganidza iko kanogona ngomedza hauna kuzokwanisa ukaona hapana garanti mari yacho inokwanisa kuti uinvestemaona
aiwa maita basa mukoma makura tanzwawo pfungwa dzenyu ndinodairawo kuti vamwe vanowanawo zviviri zvitatu zvekunhonga ipapo rambai muchitsigira zvirongwa zvedu zvestudio 7 tinotenda ganda
yes.
Tatenda neni baba
jonga before we go to our guests there's a story that has been circulating today. I thought I might read just a bit of it for the benefit of our listeners since we are talking money. The story is about the government, approving the construction of a university in honor of President Mugabe. The university will be called Robert Mugabe University and is going to be built in Mazowe. And the cost is going to be $800 million plus $200 million towards the establishment of the university's endowment fund for research and innovation. So we are talking about $1 billion, which is like a third of the GDP. Now, that is something, I don't know where that money is going to come from, but we know it's going to be there somehow. You know, yeah, when the government wants it, it always...
The cabinet approved that. Maybe it's part of the... investment.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, back to Dr. Moyo. I understand he's back online. Dr. Moyo, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mnumzana Moyo, ungasitshela ukuthi udaba lolo esiluphetheyo lamhlanje olwabantwana beZimbabwe abaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi benelise ukuthi bayenzelwe ukuthiwa investment kungaba kukuhle yini ngoba lapho sesekuzwile kwabanye abaphandle kwelizwe bathi bona uhulumende lo ufuna ukusebenzisa nje ngesikhathi yena nxa efuna. Nxa thina sifuna, sicela ezinye izicelo ezifana lokuthi sicela ukuthi lathi sike nje siphose lathi amavoti ethu sikhona apha emazweni esihlala khona, uhulumende kasivumeli. Bacele njalo ukuthi hayi nxa sifuna ukuthumeza kumbe zimota ijuti le osokuthiwa i-120%, kathi ngani liyasiyehlisela kancane nje sithumezeleke izizalwane zethu labangane lezihlobo khona le eZimbabwe. Kodwa kunzima ukuthi nginjenje ngingazama ukuthi ngithumeze imota sekumele ngibhadale i-120%. Lokunye okunjalo izikhalazo eziningi-ningi. Ungathini wena ngamafitshane nxa ubona imigoqo enjalo le investment?
Kuyahlupha lokhu babagandi ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende okhona uyafuna kuphela izimali zabantu kodwa zingabuya ngoba zikhona ezinye ezibuyayo zifika zidliwe ziyadliwa nje ziphelele emoyeni kugcwele esingathi i-corruption. So abantu lanxa bengaletha izimali zabo ba-investe abe diaspora nabanye nje abama foreign direct investor kuba le problem ngenxa yokuthi kule corruption imali ziyanyamalala, imali ziyadliwa. Okwesibili, ama policies, imithetho eyiyo elawula eze economy.
Oh, sorry, I think we lost Mr. Dr. Moyo again, Jonga.
And I think we also had problems with Mr. Angelstone's Banda's phone. I'm not sure whether he's back on the program. Okay, Mr. Sunday, you still there?
Yes, Baba.
Sorry, we are having problems with our lines, but you heard from what our two callers said. Do you have anything to add or subtract?
Yeah, no, all I just want to add is the fact that I don't think any reasoning Zimbabwean citizen who's living in the diaspora will be willing to part with their hard-earned cash to entrust it on the hands of the ZANU-PF government, which has mismanaged everything that they can lay their hands on. My advice to the citizens of Zimbabwe that are in the diaspora is, please protect your hard-earned cash. Do not give your money to these thieves. We need a new government in Zimbabwe. We need a government that is there to manage the economy with the interests of the country. We need a government that is responsible, that is transparent, that has an economic sense to revive our industries. So failure to get a new government, a new players in the government who are willing and that are able to be custodians of our money, I would not part with a single penny to give it to any ZANU-PF government, no matter what kind of investment that they can try to sell me. Now, they are talking about asking the diaspora to invest in reviving NRZ. Let me tell you something. ZANU-PF government has destroyed even the Cold Storage Commission. Business regula ya mombe. Neku fia mombe. Neku tii. Uchitenge sama. They have failed to run a business to slaughter cattle and sell hide. And you think I'm going to give them money to start it, locomotives and all that stuff? That is the funniest joke that I've heard. And I'm asking fellow Zimbabweans, Musa endese marienyu kuno kwana munangago kuti vape. They have stolen enough, these guys. Very bad one, wakaipa sere. And if you are going to waste your money, putting your money in the hands of ZANU-PF, please do not come to us crying when that money is looted before even the project is implemented. That's my only advice to the Zimbabwean people.
Hatikurudzire zvedu vaSande kuti titi vanhingi vakaba nokuti hatina humbo. Tinonzwa du point yenyu yekuti muhurumende mune huori nezvimwe zvakadaro, asi kuti tizonongedza mune mazita kuti uyu nhingi tisina humbo zvinotitinetsei. Asi ramba yanyu muri parunare. Thank you. Tine mumwe muteereri. Gande.
Yebo Jonga, silo Khumalo, Khumalo seGweru, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Saribonani kutiti.
Yebo, kunjani Khumalo?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Njani?
Siyaphila. Ungaphi kweGweru?
NgiseGweru eCity Center.
Oh, eCity Center. Ya, ungasiphathisa ngohlelo lwethu.
Bengithi mina, yazi, ziyamangaza ukuthi sebecela imali kudayaspora khona manje. Bona obviously abantu bediaspora kumele bangabavote. Into yakuqala kumele bavumele abantu bediaspora ukuthi bavote first. Bangavunyela ukuvota, babe nelungelo ukuthi ngabantwana beZimbabwe. Angithi kumele bavunyele ukuvota lapha babekhona, bekhonale, bavote kuma-embassies khonale. Bangavota and then that's when bengakwanisa nje ukuthi banjani bafake imali zabo. Bangafaka imali zabo, bangafaka, kodwa-ke amboni ukuthi kalokukuhle ukuthi umuntu wemali sakuthi avote enzeleukuthi ukuthi umcele ukuthi afake imali yakhe azoinvesta ebantwini abazofika bantshontshe imali. Amboni. Ngoba lapho sekuyikudinga imali yekhampeni khona manje. Amboni ukuthi kuyahamba kahle khonapho.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu Khumalo umbono wakho.
Ehe, kumele bavumele ukuthi bavote njengabantwana beZimbabwe. Ngabe sazi ukuthi ngabantwana beZimbabwe bavote kuma-embassies yabo khonale lapha babekhona. Yes, kuyaza ku-right. ngeni bayabakhiphe amasela wona laba anjani abantshontsha khathe sibula ama ghost workers bayahola abafuni ukwakhupha ama ghost workers lawo andabona izimali ezinye ezidlaliswa kona bebenike abanye abantu abahleli nje mahlana befidla kuthola $350 a month they are more than 50,000 khona abahola bekhezi nje bethunga bephunga uphi imali they are nuking the government so kuhle ikusela bonovo.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu Khumalo.
Okay.
Yeah. Jonga, he says this is they just want to raise funds for elections for campaigning.
That's his views, yes.
Yeah, inkomo siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo sibonga njani.
Yeah, siyaphila thina ungapi kwe South Africa inkomo?
Eh,
oh, eGoli kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah, ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Eh, igovernment le Island Hloni iyayangisa. Ibisibiza abantu abangafundanga. Namhlanje sisilandelela sifuna imali zethu. Abahlale kwamaphepha kwabantu bafundile obehambe eSingapore lokubo China. Lapha abagijima besiya khona why bengihambi kuyabe kuthatha kubuye kuzoinvest elizweni umuntu olengqondo ezingu-5 angeke efake imali yakhe kugovernment ebolileyo enjalo esibuleli ilizwe 36 years bengenzi lutho bejethi bafundile ezingasincedinga lutho mbani umuntu olengqondo ezingu-5 ongafaka imali eka kugovernment enjalo. Ayazi ukuthi sivote singaphandle kwelizwe basilandelele bafunani bazama ukurobha abantu abethu abangaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi bona bethi bayabathanda if bebathanda abalethe amabhoks sizowabotha ngapha ngaphandle kwelizwe.
Hayi kuyezwakala. Isibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba. Into esicelo esinye esincane kakhulu sicela ama-obotion wonke sibambane ekhaya lapho sibakhuphe laba bantu bese sibuya sizofaka izimali zesiziphethe zikhukhumele fola angeke ngifake imali yami okulilizwe ngala bhenki engingabeleke ngiphiwa ngoswayipa $20 ngiyayisa ngaphi $20 ekhaya konabo kuthiwa ngizoinvesta ekhaya kusasa kuvokuthiwa kuyimali kakukho ebhenki kodwa bazibona nje into abazivuma ukuthi ziright uma bephike labo bantu.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba ngembono yakho.
Maybe you can go to Mr. Sande. Mr. Sande. Hello.
Yes, Baba.
Kune zvirongwa here zvekuti vari kunze kwenyika munogona kupinda muchinoita zvemabhizimisi kana zvebudiriro izvo zvekumusha musingapindi nemumaoko ehurumende?
Zvinokwanisa kuwanika mabusiness opportunities anokwanisa kuwanika kumusha asi chinonetsa ndechekudai kuti utange business kumusha hurumende yedu haisi kuita haisi kupa environment yakanaka yekuti vanhu mutange kuita business. Tinoona kuti even ma import regulations ekumusha wakada kuti even utenge motikari dzekuende nadzo kumusha utange kuita business unonzi ubhadhara 150% duty kuti ukwanise kuunza motikari dzekuti utangise business kumusha. Honestly zviri kurehwa nehurumende kuti yose mota yese yawatenga iwewo unofanira kutengera hurumende another vehicle for you to bring your own vehicle munyika. Saka maregulations akadaro iwawo mapolicies iwawo they are not there to encourage business. Kuti utazotanga business kwetu wenoona business registration process chaichaya kumusha inonetsa kuti munhu uenda kuZimbabwe utange kuita simple business registration is very very difficult to get it done. Saka tiri kuti isusu tiri kuda kuti titange mabhizinesi vamwe takatotanga mabhizinesi kumusha uku asi by the time yaono kwanisa kuti kuti business rako ritange kukurana hurumende yedu inoisa maobstacles akawanda in the path for you to start to implement your own business. Watanga kunaro, almost everything that you have to do, you have to go through the hands of corruption on almost every single thing that you try to do. Saka unaona sevano vanenge vachitraya kutanga mabhizimisi nema simple savings atinawo, it becomes very difficult kuti uve une the capital yekuti uite navigate through the corrupt system yekumusha. Simple business transaction chaichaiyo pa border paipai. You have to know someone. You have to pay exorbitant amounts of money for you to move very, very simple items that you need to turn the business around. The government has to create conducive environment. They have to have conducive policies that encourage business. There's another caller at our today. I'm contemplating to go and start my business in Mozambique because the moment you step in, the government, number one, is appreciative. They expedite your process and it's seamless. You do not have to pay anyone for your business registration to happen. And once you start business, if you are importing something, they have policies that encourage all those things. Some of us have gone to start businesses even as far as Zambia because we just cannot cope with what our government, the environment that our government has established. So when we talk about the government creating conducive environment, those are some of the things that we talk about. And the government itself, they know that. The same ministers, when you come up with a business idea and you start up your business, those are the same people that are coming to you, to your place of business, and that are asking you to either bring them into your business or they will cause you to shut down. So at someone's wishes, I would even know what the teacher say. I know that push. Gapo asina kuri mama nava. And when you called me out on the aspect of calling this government thieves, but let me tell you, my friend, my brother, we have gone past the stage of beating around the bush. We discovered diamonds in Marange. Where are the diamonds right now? What happened to the diamond mines? They have shut down. Now we are being told that the companies that were there, they are now leaving. The same companies that the government was controlling, Ananambada Diamonds, are now being called, they are now bankrupt. We are seeing their properties, those same companies' properties are being attached by the courts because they've now gone bankrupt. What happened to all those diamonds? Should I not call that this government looted the natural resources? I should. When we talk about Christmas and how we know as a country that people like Cuthbert Dube were paying themselves $500,000 a month, that is a fact. They are thieves. So, I appreciate when you call me out that we do not have evidence, but my brother, our country is being looted left, right, and center, and this government is to account. When they cannot prosecute all those people with blatant corruption, with blatant theft, they cannot bring those people to justice. They are accomplices to that theft. And it is this government that has failed. So unless and until we have a government that calls to account, we have a government that can throw a commission of inquiry. The president himself told us that 15 billion worth of our diamonds went missing. There is not even a commission of inquiry. So tell me, Who should I blame for 15 billion of our diamonds being stolen? This government is a government of thieves, and I apologize to you if you think I'm wrong on that, but it is this government that should be accounting for that 15 billion. And up to now, we don't know where it went.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sande. Please do stay on the line, Gande. We understand Mr. Swanda is back on the phone.
Yes, Mr. Swanda is back. But before we go to Swanda, let me read just a short message here from one of our regular callers, listeners, actually. I don't know why he's not calling, but he sent a message. Anyway, I'll read it out. And this is from Muzobanzi Ncube, who is the MDC USA Organizing Secretary, and here's what he's saying. He says, just curious why the government of Zimbabwe has not looked east from their Chinese ally, since we have seen that the Chinese has done in Kenya, Nigeria and Ethiopia building their new railway system and introducing fast modern trains. My guess is that the Chinese probably refused because the Zimbabwean government has a bad credit record with most international financial institutions to get money because they don't pay their bills at all. So how is the diaspora supposed to trust such a government that does not even afford the diaspora voting rights, which are even enshrined in our new constitution, a voting process that costs much less than reviving the National Railways of Zimbabwe, surely? Well, thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Let me go back now to Mr. Sbanda, who I understand is now back online. Mr. Sbanda, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Sbanda, we are from what we've been getting from both our listeners and some of our guests is that, you know, investing into Zimbabwe as a, you know, from the diaspora is just like, you know, throwing your money into the drain. My question now is, you know, as individuals, we have our own aspirations and our own families to take care of. So is it wise for someone in the diaspora to invest in a small private business as compared to investing in infrastructure?
Yes and no. I'll begin by a no. A no in the sense that whatever kind of business that you're involved, you want to do in Zimbabwe, government would want to poke their nose in whatever you are doing. I listened to my brother who alluded to the fact that it is very difficult in Zimbabwe to register a company. For example, just registering a company to get that certificate of incorporation would cost you not less than $250 just to get that certificate of incorporation to do even that small business that you want to do. You whereas in South Africa, it costs less than 500 rand, 500 rand thereabouts to do that. And then that's when then you see this everyone else becoming a consultant, doing social companies, and so on and so on. It is actually very discouraging to start a business in Zimbabwe. And not only that, the other speaker spoke alluded to the issue of corruption. So even if you are doing that kind of a small-scale business, you still have to navigate through the difficult part of corrupt government officials, a difficult system. For example, it is mandatory that you pay tax, but the Zimbra on its own, just Zimbra cannot upgrade their digital system where we submit our tax returns. It's actually a nightmare to log into the Zimbra website. And for years, it's been like that. And they talk about going digital, but they have no capacity to handle after that. So it's a nightmare. It's a problem. However, I would say you can just take a try. And the other challenge is for some of us who have been very interested in investing in land, getting land in Zimbabwe is actually a problem as long as if you are not ZANU-PF, if you are not if you are not a member in the structure of ZANU-PF and you do not attend their rallies, you will not get the land. We have been trying to get land since...
Oh, you can't. Anyway, we go to Dr. Moyo. Dr. Moyo, I understand you are back, and unfortunately, the show is coming to an end. Just a minute of your take on the investing in Zimbabwe. We had asked Mr. Sbanda if it is a wise idea for individuals to invest in their own small businesses than throwing their money into infrastructure and parastatals like the NRZ.
There is a big problem with our parastatals at the moment because of mismanagement, because of corruption, because of policy inconsistency, and because of dilapidation of the machinery. So investing in our parastatals currently is problematic. But under normal circumstances, when you have a government that is properly functioning, with effective and efficient management, it is good to invest in large and big companies NRZ, like
thank you so much, Dr. Moyo. Unfortunately, time is run out. We'll continue the conversation some other time. And also would like to say thank you to Mr. Angliston Smanda and, of course, Promise Sunday and the rest of the listeners who managed to get through. The name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you'll stay well until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk.